Hi, I'm Carol Sliwa, a features writer for SearchStorage.com. My guest today, Tony Asaro, is a senior analyst and founder of the INI Group. Tony will be speaking with us about deduplication and compression for primary storage. Tony, deduplication gained a foothold in the backup space. What are the main challenges associated with deploying deduplication for primary storage?
Well, Carol, there aren't a lot of solutions out there in primary storage today, and some of the challenges that the vendors have is that they have to make sure that they don't overwhelm their systems and add more latency to it. Data deduplication does require CPU processing cycles. It requires memory. So there's a cost and performance issue with it. So they have to be very careful about how they implement and architect dedupe solutions. And they also don't want to get in the business of rehydrating data as well. So when they're taking a look at how it's going to impact performance, and performance is always an issue with primary storage, they want to make sure they implement an architecture that's cost effective and doesn't interject any latency into the process.
I mean, NetApp paved the way for deduplication in primary storage, promoting it in particular for use with VMware virtual machine disk files. For what other types of data is primary storage dedupe especially helpful?
Well, I think it's all relative, right? So the VMware story is a great one because there's a lot of duplication in that. But there's a lot of duplication in database. There's a lot of duplication in files as well. I think that in people's minds, they have the backup dedupe and they say, oh, we can get 20 to 1, 30 to 1. But the idea that even if you get 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 in a primary dedupe environment, that's a lot of savings that you can get. So if you have 100 terabytes of data and you can store that on 50 terabytes or on 25 terabytes of disk, that has a lot of impact. So I think across the board in database applications, in file, and certain type of file types that you'll get a great return on it, but it's all what your expectations are. If you expect 20 to 1 in a non-VMware environment, you're probably not going to get that. But even a 2 to 1, 4 to 1, 5 to 1 is a great return on your investment.
Why haven't deduplication and compression caught on yet in a bigger way in primary storage?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think it's because of the fact that, number one, people haven't implemented it. And I think that when vendors were taking a look at it, they don't necessarily have all the core competencies to do the dedupe. So they have to go out and research it and understand it. And the market wasn't demanding it in primary storage. And it's not until the competition starts throwing it at them and they say, well, wait a minute, we're losing deals now. We have to go out and address this. So, you know, you've got NetApp with it. BlueArc and Xyotech just announced it. Compellent has announced some stuff there, and you're going to see more and more people announcing dedupe. Dell went out and bought Ocarina. So there's a lot of attention now beginning to come to the surface, and other storage vendors are now trying to address that and say, okay, now we're going to have to take a defensive mode and do something along these lines. But as I said, it doesn't come cheap. There's a price that's associated with it. You're going to have memory. You're going to have to CPU. You have to have a strategy of how you're going to address those things. So number one, the market did demand it, but now it's becoming defensive, so now people have to address it. And it isn't easy to architect. It isn't just plopping something in. It really has to require some design and thought and effort to do it in a way that isn't going to impact performance or break the bank.
In what ways do you foresee deduplication and compression technology for primary storage changing in the next few years?
Well, I think that you are going to see, we've begun to see more and more announcements. You begin to see acquisitions occurring. I think that you're going to see more and more storage vendors stepping up and saying, yeah, we're providing these solutions in the marketplace. And I think that you will see in 2011 more products coming out mid-year. And then after that, more and more products coming out. So the year 2012, you're going to see it widely deployed and supported by a number of vendors out there. And as a result, you're going to see a lot more education. You're going to be seeing end users putting that on their RFPs. And I believe that it's going to become much more widespread than it is today.
Do you foresee the day where the majority of end users will be using dedupe and/or compression for primary storage?
So I think that it's an inevitable thing because we are getting so much storage now, and you know there's a lot of technologies now all around optimization. And you talk to IT professionals, and they're really being mandated with doing more with less. And so data compression, which you know, is a tried and true technology. It's just a matter of implementing it into your environment. If you can get 2-to-1, 4-to-1 lossless data compression, it kind of is a no-brainer, if depending on the implementation of it, of course. And then dedupe on top of that. These are complementary technologies. So if you're going to be living in a world where you're just, it's going to be normal for people to have hundreds of terabytes and even petabytes of capacities, and then in 10 years from now, that becoming hundreds of petabytes and potentially exabytes, then I do think it's an inevitability.
Based on where you see the deduplication and compression technology for primary storage heading, what advice do you have for end users right now?
Well, it is. We still are on the threshold of it, right? I mean, there is only a handful of solutions that are even being talked about today, and fewer that are actually in the marketplace. So I think that it's important for end users to look at and ask their vendors what their strategies are in this area. Is it going to impact performance? How much is it going to impact costs, the capital costs up front? Yeah, you're going to save me cost on the back end, but what am I going to have to invest on the front end? You know, what kind of modes? Is it real time? Is it a hybrid process? Is it a post process? Am I going to be able to support it across multiple volumes? What's my limit in terms of how much within the storage system you can support this with? What kind of applications is it better with? What are my best practices? Is it going to impact certain applications and not other applications? So I would ask a series of questions as to what the actual details are behind the implementation.
Thanks, Tony. That concludes today's podcast on deduplication and compression for primary storage. We appreciate your listening.